This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House Democrats have issued a subpoena to the White House for documents relating to the impeachment inquiry into the president's dealings with the Ukrainian officials, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Even before the subpoena was sent, President Trump had signaled his administration would not cooperate. Trump, trying to force a showdown among House Democrats, is demanding a formal vote in Congress. But the subpoena was being sent with a letter that said Speaker Pelosi has confirmed an impeachment inquiry is underway, and it is not for the White House to say otherwise. Democrats warned the president defying their subpoena would be considered evidence of obstruction. The impeachment inquiry centers on Trump's request that Ukraine's president look for political dirt against former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
During a Friday blog post, Microsoft said hackers linked to the Iranian government attempted to penetrate 241 accounts, including a U.S. presidential campaign, current and former U.S. government officials, media targets, and prominent expatriate Iranians. They were able to access four of them. It did not identify which campaigns were targeted. In Ecuador, demonstrators blocked roads with tires and branches across the country. And the second day of protest, it's the government's decision to scrap decades-old fuel subsidies. Many transportation services were forced to shut down. As a result, and airlines even rerouted planes. Ending the subsidy is part of a $2 billion government fiscal reform package that includes the loosening of labor protections, corporate tax breaks, and other steps to stimulate the economy. A top U.S. military commander says embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is slowly but surely losing his grip on power, forced to rely on countries like Cuba and Russia, and even on drug cartels just to stay in office. This is VOA News. More protests are scheduled Saturday in Hong Kong. On Friday, the city's embattled leader, Carrie Lam, invoked colonial-era emergency powers to ban face masks, and a dramatic move intended to quell escalating violence. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
We are now in rather extensive and serious public danger.
And with that, Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, announced she would invoke sweeping new emergency powers in an attempt to stop the city's months of violent unrest. This is the first time in over 50 years that Hong Kong has used its emergency laws, which allow the city to stop the protests by any means necessary. That includes curfews, censorship of the media, and control over transport hubs. For now, it seems the city has only banned face masks. It's not yet clear what else may be employed.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. North Korea's underwater launch missile has a longer range than the missiles the country tested earlier this year and is designed to be launched from a submarine that has a potential to pose a threat to the U.S. allies in Northeast Asia, according to experts. North Korea conducted an underwater launch of a new ballistic missile on Wednesday that flew about 450 kilometers off the country's eastern coastal town of Wonsan. Before landing in the waters off Japan, it reached a peak altitude of 950 kilometers, South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff said. U.S. employers added a modest 136,000 jobs in September, enough to help lower the unemployment rate to a new five-decade low of 3.5%. Gus Fauché is PNC Financial Services Group's chief economist.
This is a decent report. We are seeing slower job growth in 2019 than we saw last year. I think some of that is the tight labor market is constraining businesses. They can't find the workers that they need out there.
Hiring has slowed this year as the U.S.-China trade war has intensified. Global growth has slowed and businesses have cut back on their investment spending. Even so, hiring has averaged 157,000 in the past 3 months, enough to absorb new job seekers and lower unemployment over time. Thousands filled the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, as well as cities to the north and south again Friday to demand President Jovenel Moise's resign. Opposition leaders and anti-corruption militants called for nationwide protests, saying their goal was to march to the United States headquarters, this time to make sure their demands are heard. Haiti has been plagued for months by an increase in violence, a fuel shortage, high inflation, double-digit unemployment, and food insecurity. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.